point of view and another the beauty and grace from another point, and the soul is filled with the heavenly light. If we saw all the glory, the spirit would faint, but we can bear far greater revelations from God's abundant promises than we now enjoy. It makes my heart sad to think how we lose sight of the fullness of blessing designed for us. We content ourselves with monetary flashes of spiritual illumination when we might walk day after day in the light of His presence. He whose office it is to bring all things to the remembrance of God's people and to guide them into all truth may be with us in the investigation of His word. Oh, what a promise that is, that we shall know the truth. Then He gives us the Spirit of truth to guide into the truth. And that Spirit is such a perfect guide, such an infallible one, that it will silence every other voice when every wind of doctrine is blowing. It silences every other voice than that which comes from Him who is truth and life. Well then, brethren, let us enter upon the study in this Spirit and remain in this Spirit, and God will teach us. And as it was said in the days of Job and in the book, who teacheth like Him?
Just to